An Ashburton farmer whose cows are affected by Mycoplasma bovis is experiencing firsthand the emotional impact of the disease. Frank Peters says his herd has been in his family for generations, and he believes the cull of animals across the country is becoming senseless. He's with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
What is the situation on your farm?
At the moment, the thing is we've got the MPI here today, doing a census on our cows, so they actually turn around and take every tag number of every cow and record them. So when they decide to take them, the thing is they've got a corresponding number when they go. So.
And all of them are going to have to be culled?
At this stage, yes. We're actually hoping, because we winter milk as well, so we've got a herd of about 550 that we're actually wanting to actually milk through the winter still. They will still be under a depopulation order. But we're actually hoping, because they've only just calved the things, and yeah, we just would like to milk them through.
Okay, so at this stage you don't know whether they're going to be spared or not?
At this stage I'm not 100% sure. We're working towards that with MPI, but you know, it's just getting information out of MPI, which is a struggle.
How much of a struggle is it to deal with something like this happening?
World's worst nightmare. So it just you just have to deal with it. It's just part, and you know that you don't know why. The thing is, you're questioning all the time. The thing is, I'm here with two hats on. The thing is, I don't want my head to go. The thing is, I've got economic other parts in our business that are getting other things getting hammered, and I just the thing is, you just sit and wonder what you can do. My family's, but the thing is, you know, trying to support one another, and the thing is, and. Yeah, emotionally, but the thing is, it's just absolutely wrecking everybody. So,
do you accept that your herd has to be culled to try to stop this disease spreading further?
I don't accept it at all. You know, it's utter nonsense. You know, like, there's no need for this. You know, like, studies out in the rest of the world, we handle it. There's nothing wrong with the milk that's used, the meat's used. So, farmers have dealt with diseases all their lives, you know, like, and we do that well. Our herd in particular, for us, the thing is, yes, we have got a positive bovis cow, probably a few more running through there, I don't know, but we've shown no symptoms whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with anything. Why do we have to cull cows when everything's all right? I just can't understand, and nobody seems to want to be able to tell me that either.
What would you rather have happen?
Well, at the end of the day, the thing is, why can't the thing is they actually put some type of movement control? They're talking about containment now, but that containment it's in the background of eradication as well. But we have in a TB scenario things, and we've had it for years, a movement control. So the thing is, everybody knows where the animals are going. The thing is, you're not allowed to send them here, there, or everywhere. You've got restrictions around where you can send them, and that's fine. The thing is, and then we just carry on doing what we're doing and get better at it, find better testing. The thing is to actually find these cows better and then slowly remove them to be able to come with an accreditation of some sort, the things like TB.
I guess perhaps looking at it from the other side of the fence for other farms nearby that aren't infected, do you think that those other farmers, some of your neighbours, would want your cow's gone because then it can't spread further?
Well, yes and no. Most farmers are supportive. The thing is, they don't understand themselves. There is the panickers. There is the people. The thing is, a lot of farmers are doing a lot of research for themselves on it, and a lot of them that haven't got it are saying, the thing is, what's really happening? What's this for? Let's get together and other things and stop this. This is ridiculous.
Go on.
And then you've got the farmers who also that, you know, they're scared of it, which, you know, at the end of the day, I've got to say, when the first part of Van Leeuwen's herd came up, I was scared too. I thought, wow, you know, this is not good. This is just going to, you know, look, it destroys it. But then when you get into it, the thing is, and you find how many cows were affected. If they knew what it was early enough, the thing is, how could have they contained it and other things and stopped it from other things moving through the rest of the herd? There's a whole heap of things that could have been done if they knew what it was in the first place, but they didn't. It took them some time to find out what it was, and in that time, the things that actually sort of realistically ruined the herd. So, again, it's still about vets' knowledge. It's still about the things about on-farm farmer observation and good husbandry. I've been told the things in reality, things from a scientist, that good husbandry, and that's why I haven't seen it.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you talking to us this morning. Frank Peters there, whose herd, it sounds like, is going to have to be culled because of Mycoplasma bovis. Thank you very much for your time this morning on Morning Report.